Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan. It's great to be back in the chair.
Excellent. Well, welcome back. The chair has missed you, and I have too. So we're talking about cocktails this fine evening, and we are living in the great age of cocktails right now.
It is incredible. You go to any of the new restaurants around town, and there is a list longer than the beer list or the wine list of new and exciting cocktails. We were out together at Colette on Charles Street, you and Tati and Kevin and me. They had a wonderful list of both vintage cocktails and new cocktails. It's really exciting.
Here is my credo about cocktails. First, you don't need more than four ingredients in your cocktail. Second, there seems to be three families of cocktails, and maybe there are more, but there are three that sort of immediately are apparent to me. One are the bourbon-based Manhattan-type cocktails, old-fashioned things like that. Two are the sours, things that have lots of citrus and lime and a wide variety of possible liquors with them. And three, the martinis, which are gin-based, but don't have any kind of sour or any kind of woody quality to them.
I haven't experimented with cocktails as much as you have. So I'm still thinking about, well, like, what about champagne cocktails?
And
what about tequila cocktails? And so there are a lot of base spirits that may take you one way or the other.
So if I can share some of my humble, totally unasked for experimentation. Rye or Canadian whiskey is an unbelievably good base for cocktails, and you could do all kinds of things. And the rye can be both for a rye Manhattan and also for any kind of rye whiskey sour. In terms of tequila, my feeling is tequila makes everything more interesting. Bloody Mary, good. Bloody Maria, better. Moscow Mule, good. Mexican Mule, better.
Well, tequila has that dusky undercurrent to it that's a little bit vegetal, a little bit smoky. It's sort of hard to put your finger on, and it does give things a totally different profile.
Yeah, and if you buy those copper mugs for your Moscow Mule or your Mexican Mule, as I have, it makes it even more interesting because copper conducts cold, and if you fill it full of ice, it's kind of magical. There was a nice book about Maryland Forgotten Cocktails, which mentioned the frozen Maryland rye, which is the next thing that I would like to manufacture in the Polevsky cocktail manufacturing laboratory.
Well, I need to come over for cocktail hour. It's funny because growing up, my parents were not wine drinkers. They drank gin martinis or mostly gin on the rocks, frankly. And my mother's parents, my grandparents, drank Manhattans. And so I still, at home, I will make a gin and tonic in the summer, and I will make a Manhattan. And now I also like to mix rye with ginger beer for my winter drinks. But I don't really experiment that much with cocktails outside of that at home. So I like to go out and try different things. And I like when you make me cocktails, as you have on occasion.
It's not very hard. Get a decent shaker, and you can either get the all metal shaker, which are lovely, or the glass cover on the metal shaker is also really, really good.
Noisy?
Yeah, and
in a good
that's
way.
The delight of it all, isn't
Here
it?
Here comes the cocktail.
Exactly. This is a wonderful thing to do if you're having people over. I sound sort of Martha Stewart-y, but I have to say, cocktails are an easy thing to do. You can do them at home. It's a simple recipe, and they are delightful. And we're living in the great age of cocktails, and everybody should enjoy them. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.